Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Reverend Daniel teaches on the theme, Prayer, the Priestly Ministry of the Believer. This series encourages believers to be more prayerful in these times. Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord." Let's listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today I want to continue with the series of prayer.
Amen.
I want us to go to James chapter 5.
James chapter 5.
From verse 16.
If we verse 16.
James chapter 5 from verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Confess your faults one to another.
Mm-hmm.
And pray one for another.
Pray one for another.
That he may be healed.
That he may be healed.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Remember, I told you that what we have what? We know what we have. And most of the time, what we have, because we can't mechanize it. Sorry, we can't monetize it. Sometimes we don't value it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the power that is released from prayer is given to believers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he's saying, I pray for one another that you may be healed. It means that we have something to do to heal somebody.
Amen.
Who appreciate what I just
Amen.
Said? Many times, the last thing we think about when we are not well is to pray. What we normally think about, medicine.
Doctor.
Hospital. Isn't it? Mm. It's true. So he said, confess your faults one to another. And pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, I'm saying effectual.
Amen.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth what? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Calm down.
Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months.
Listen, he said, Elijah was a man like you and me.
Elijah, no,
and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it didn't rain. He used the word, he was a man like you, because he knows that you can think that Elijah have special powers.
By saying
that he was a man like you and me. A man like you and me. A man like you and me. There's nothing different about him and you. And the Bible says he prayed that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. A man's prayer held rain in the heavens for 3 years and 6 months. Do you know what your prayer can do?
Amen.
There are people's prayers who have held them
I've held their generation, their children, their children's children up to now.
Amen.
So don't take your prayer for granted. This gentleman, let me give you a more recent one. The lawyer came to minister to us at the program. Remember that his mother was praying for them. And for him to recognize, it was a mother's prayer. And she was even encouraging mothers to pray for their children. It means that prayer is very, very essential. It's very, very important. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are here because of prayers. All of us here.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. Believers of yesterday, who prayed for Ghana, who prayed for the gospel of Jesus,
it's
as a result that there are a lot of churches all over in Ghana today. It's prayer. So what do you have to pray about that you are not praying about?
Amen.
Do you get the message? Because many times we sometimes feel that if something should happen, it will happen. But it doesn't happen that way. It seems like God will not do anything except we pray.
Amen.
So if God won't do anything except we pray, it means that we have no choice but to pray. Jesus, who is God himself, he had to be praying every day. Jesus, who is God himself, he had to pray every day. Oh, Jesus. So don't take your prayer life for granted. Sometimes the mistake we do, we like to hang on to prayer meetings. There are some people, they want prayer meetings. It's powerful. It's good. It works. But there are certain things in your life, you need to have consistency in praying about it. Who appreciate what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's very, very important. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said that he was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained. Not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Do you know that when you go up, come up, 16. Give me NLT or Amplified. That was a prayer.
Empire.
It's power.
Empire. It's to me. Amen.
Say prayer.
Empire
is power.
Eye to me.
Prayer.
Empire
is power.
Eye to me.
Without prayer,
say empire ni mwa.
We are powerless.
Nay ni to me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Read it.
Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that ye may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power.
Has great power.
Amen.
And
the prayer, the consistency of the prayer has great power. The earnest prayer. And produces wonderful results.
Amen.
The day I realized that prayer can change God's mind, then I realized the power of prayer.
To me, amen.
Do you understand the message? So what is it, God, you are looking for from God? Some of you pray small, you stop praying. Because you don't have the faith. You don't believe that this is possible. That's where the problem is. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results.
Amen.
Give me Amplified version. Amplified. Read it.
Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your four steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that he may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available.
Makes tremendous power available. It makes tremendous power available. Sometimes, our doubt doesn't allow us to pray. Because if you know that this prayer will be answered, you will not stop praying. I said what? You will not stop praying. That's why it's very important that we know the scriptures. So that we stand on the word to pray. You go to the hospital. The doctor tells that this is what you have. What does the scripture say?
Amen.
So when you look at the scripture,
and it's all
and the scripture is in you.
The
woman, the widow, she knew the law. She knew that this law, I have a case. And so she knew that my case is proper. So the judge must listen to my case.
Amen.
You are a child of God. Do you have a case?
And I was same
about the situation. Have you seen it in the word of God? And do you believe in what the word of God is saying? Then you have to pray about it.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying? So many a times, I've said many things here. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to Christians. That is not God's will. And we saw it in the Bible. James was killed by Herod. We saw it. And Herod took Peter. And he was about to finish him too. So don't think that evil cannot come to you. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand in the evil day. It means that there are evil days. But we have tremendous power with us.
Amen.
And that is the power of what? Prayer. That's the power of prayer.
Amen.
I remember one of Pastor Chris Dickens, something happened. And I was told that. I was told that the child was dying. And then they called the deacon. They called him. And then the deacon crying with the woman. Like they have to like, oh, sorry, let's pray. Or like they all are like worried that just. The deacon told the woman that, listen, if you allow this child to die, I will hold you responsible.
Amen.
So tell the woman to stop crying and do what? And pray.
Amen.
Sometimes we are responsible for people's lives.
Yeah,
it's we are responsible for people's lives.
Amen.
And so we have to understand what we have been given. So that we do not lose heart in prayer. You know what the most dangerous thing we can do? Let me tell you what we can do. You know when Jesus was going to Jairus' house to raise the dead?
Remember?
The people in the house, they will quench the power. When you are praying such a prayer, don't tell people what you are praying about. They can say one word to you. If you tell them you are praying about it. You tell this one, they don't pray about such things. You'll be shocked and surprised. Jesus said, people, get out. Get out.
Jesus said,
all of you get out. so that he can pray and raise the dead.
There
are certain prayer topics. Shut your mouth to people and just look to God and just watching God. That's why there are certain problems you don't discuss about it. You just pray. Because the priest is talking, he will solve the problem. Or she will solve the problem. So you better pray.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying? Clap for Jesus.
Amen.
If Jesus was praying every day, and for his disciples to even take note that this man, his power, the source of his power, is that he has consistency with his God.
I said,
every time before the day will come, Jesus will get up and pray. So we have to be consistent. Most of you here, you are not consistent. That is true. And that is why sometimes we are not, you see, the power comes from relationship.
Amen. Too many free and young kofa won't
even. And prayer is speaking to God.
Na empire said,
so that relationship you have with God.
And it's a young kofa na winning young kupon.
It's very, very important.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Are you here?
Amen.
Let's open up First Kings.
First Kings.
Chapter 18, verse 41. Quickly. The man prayed and the rain stopped. A man also prayed and the rain also came. The same person.
Amen.
As a prayer. It's powerful.
It will to me.
Read it.
1 Kings 18 from 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
So Ahab went up to eat and to drink.
Uh-huh.
And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel,
ha,
and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees.
He has told somebody that there will be rain.
Wakachiro be say insio beto.
He has told somebody there will be rain.
Wakachiro be say insio beto.
He should have gone to sleep. Yes. God has said that there will be rain. But God told him there will be rain. The word of God came to him that there will be rain. So, he should just go and sleep. Most of us, we do the same thing. We hear a word. We hear a prophecy. About something. Then we sleep. That one is true. After the prophecy on the pulpit, then we sleep. That's the sad truth. And that's why we are not seeing the tangible results we need to see. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you here?
Amen.
Continue.
And said to his servant, go up now.
Now, you see, I want to show you something. You see, we are in church like this.
Yeah, well, shall we say?
And the Holy Ghost is ministering.
Now, we're conquering
here in your prayer. And Lord says some powerful things about your life. You receive the word. But sometimes you don't see the results of the word. It means that there's something you must do with the word of God. Even the confessions you make. You have to pray and back it.
Amen. That's all bomb by the PhD.
This scripture here, verse 18, for example. Well, let's just go for to verse 1. Just verse 1 and come back to the 43. Just read the verse 1. What did he say?
And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.
Ah, he has said it.
Nyamiaka.
Didn't he say it?
Okay.
Then we are good. Oh, you don't get a
Amen.
Message. He said there will be rain. I am sending rain. If God have assured he's sending rain, why should you go and fall on your knees and pray, put your leg and pray? Go back to the scripture. 43.
And said to his servant,
come to 42.
So Ahab went up to eat and to drink.
To drink.
And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the
earth. Why should a man, after God has spoken, why should a man be involved in the appearing of that word? Can I tell you something? God can do anything without you giving him permission to do it.
Amen.
He has said it. He has said it. But he needs you. Who has dominion upon the earth. Who he has anointed. Who he has given you keys. To make this happen. Can I tell you something?
Amen.
You know what normally happens to us? That's why it's so important we must be fully armored. Because sometimes, at the time of the problem, because we have not prayed enough about the issue, the faith we need to move the thing, we don't have it to move. So, consider, let me tell you what concerns prayer. When you are praying consistently, the Holy Ghost gives you topics.
Amen.
So, you see that you're consistent. When the issue comes, you have built enough momentum for that issue.
Amen.
Do you appreciate what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, here you can see that the guy said, okay, go and eat and drink, but there'll be rain. But that was it. But it wasn't just like that. What happened? He did what? He cast himself down upon the earth.
No, no, they don't control form.
Please give me a device. Give me a message. Let's see what.
Amen.
There. And he put his what? His face between his knees.
No, they didn't need to in the
Ahab did it. Got up and ate and drank. Meanwhile, Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bowed deeply in prayer.
Amen.
And what did he do?
His face between his knees.
Listen to me. God spoke about it in verse
1.
What hasn't God told you?
Amen. Amen.
What hasn't God spoken about concerning your life? How often have you prayed about them?
And praying wako.
And are you seeing them in your life? How often are you praying about them?
And I'll talk us about them.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, let's continue. For 3.
And he said to his servant,
go
up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said again, go again 7 times.
The instruction means that the prayer will not stop until we see or we get an evidence that it is done. What I just said?
Amen.
You know, for us Christians, most of the time our evidence is there's a spiritual confirmation.
Amen.
We get the evidence that it is done. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He asked them to go 7 times. Don't forget, this is something that God has said already. God said he's bringing rain. Why are you worrying yourself with prayer? Do you understand the message?
Amen.
So, a very powerful man of God can speak into your life. Or you hear God say something about you. Even a prophet to prophesy about you in a certain way. If you like, go and sleep. You understand what will happen. There are some of you here. We have had visitation of prophets here. I'm using that, but that one, you like it.
And no, they are near pay.
Yes, oh, you like it.
Amen.
Do you hear my message? And somehow the thing, you have not yet seen it. When was the last time you even prayed about it? When I spoke of people getting married,
there
are some single people here. They have not made it the prayer topic. Even to pray, but like use the prayer I've prayed, I've prophesied over here. Even use it to pray. Because to them it will happen. It is true.
Amen.
What I'm saying, it is true. And so these are the realities. So many times God will speak. And we assume that as he has spoken, we are good to go. It's very real. Christians.
Christopher.
Arise in prayer.
Yes, sorry, or in prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, arise with what?
Yes, sorry, we won't pay you.
He said, amen. And said to himself, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. It means I said, you should go again. Why do you go again 7 times? It means that he knows that he's going to go, come back, go. So he shouldn't go and come and ask him. Or tell that there's nothing. He should go and come and then go. So ask him any question. And whilst the man was, he was praying, Elijah can say, me too, let me go and eat and drink like.
Elijah, after all, God is coming to make it happen.
Isn't it? No, but he was the one praying. Continue reading.
And it came to pass at the seventh time.
At the seventh time.
That he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea.
Look at the expression. The fervent prayer of the righteous man was availed. For 3.5 years, there was no rain. There was nothing to show. Something has been shut. Look, there are certain things in our lives that people of God listen to me. It takes consistent prayer about that thing.
Amen.
You will not see any results. Consistent prayer. Backed by the word of God. Consistently. You are coming to God. In your relationship with God. Speaking about the issue. Reasoning with God about the issue.
Because
there are certain things that have been done in a certain way. That you need to stand on God's word. This new creation reality we are talking about, it is tremendous power. But you have to release it in prayer. You have to release it in the court of heaven. If you keep quiet, you'll be surprised what can happen to you. You understand the message I'm saying?
Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words. O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.